She loves it hot. He loves it cold. However you sleep, the pod by 8 Sleep adapts to you. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Don't miss this, folks. However you feel about Iran. We're at an unbelievable point in human history right now. It's mind-boggling. So much news, everybody's missing it. And I want you to miss it. Because it fills me with awe and wonder and dread at the same time. New York Post breaks the story. When Trump went to Venezuela, extracting Maduro, he was behind multiple concrete walls protected by a team of over 200 people. Satellites went down, phones went down, radar went down. They knew we were coming. Then it got weird. They expected shock and awe, massive fireworks, the way it had always gone in. But it didn't happen. Just 8 helicopters pulled up. This gives me chills. Few dozen men got off against 200, heavily armed men, Cuban intelligence mostly, with the latest in Chinese weaponry. They couldn't hit them. It was as if they were firing from all directions, hitting every single target precisely. You couldn't fire because whatever weapon they directed at you basically collapsed your mind, made you throw up and in some places throw up blood. And they simply waltzed in and took Maduro. Not a casualty. What weapon was it? Trump's hinted at it. But how did Trump get this weapon? Well, that's an interesting story. Steve Bannon tells the story of it on his podcast. He was in the Trump administration, the first one, when Trump went to war. Another war. Because as commander-in-chief, he had the right to know of everything the Pentagon's arsenal. They wouldn't tell him. They wouldn't give it up. He fought that war for years, Bannon said. And he eventually won it. And he lost to Joe Biden. They didn't want him to know what we had and what it could do. I've got a couple theories on why that is. Well, Trump hit the motherlode. He's got it all. I think part of it is not wanting your enemy to know the basic old stuff, right? But I think part of it is there's a lot of money to be made in Washington by being a military contractor. They make a ton of money doing things the old-fashioned slow way that wastes lives. Medevac, you get rich off that. Somebody's got to get shots. You can medevac them out. You got a $1 million contract, donate $100,000 to all the right people in Congress. Cha-ching. They liked their old technology. More death, more need of ammo, more boots on the ground. That means you need rat lines. You need supply with food. You need to supply contractors to protect the food as the rat lines move. So many people get rich. But a lot of people have to get dead or hurt. Trump knew there was a better way. He knew there had to be other stuff. Ben is not real specific, but he was in the White House at the time. He says Trump got it. Now, listen to John Carl of ABC describe his conversation with Trump right now.
Spoke to the president.
Oh, and then I'm going to tell you something that's going to blow your mind. That just happened.
spoke to the president, he sounded to me like a president who feels invincible. He talked about the military strike he ordered last summer against the nuclear program in Iran. He talked about the operation to take out Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela and what he sees as a wildly successful attack now underway against Iran. He told me, quote, "Nobody could have done this but me, and you know that." In fact, George, he suggested that the success in Venezuela made him less likely to accept concessions in Iran that were offered in the final round of talks. He told me that a year ago he would have accepted what the Iranians offered, but, quote, "we have become spoiled."
But the president didn't offer a lot of clarity on what comes next.
No, he
spoiled. With what? Meet the directed energy weapon. No longer a conspiracy, just declassified because Israel used it. The whole internet's watching it. What is it? A laser beam from space. Far more effective than most missiles. A 100,000 kilowatt directed energy weapon. Now that's fascinating. Because during Biden's term, the media worked relentlessly to fact-check these weapons as conspiracy theories, even though there was evidence of their use all over the globe. I'm going to dig into that. I'd be on it for an hour. Not a conspiracy weapon. Israel just used a directed energy weapon twice, and oh my, it's like end times is what it looks like. It's called Iron Beam. Now, if Israel used Iron Beam, where do you think they got Iron Beam? Think we don't have it? No, they got it from us. They at least got the tech from us. Want to know what it cost per shot to bring down an incoming missile? $3. You just need a source of energy. As opposed to $150,000 for traditional missile-based interceptors. The only weakness is, of course, inclement weather. What on earth do we have? Now, here, folks, here's the thing. Right now, you're watching that power used all over the world for good. Trump can go in and take out Iran in a way that, in all fairness, Bush couldn't do. And, well, Obama and Biden never wanted to. They were allies of Iran's. We're watching it used for good in the world. Maduro, I mean, it's just toppling these brutal regimes. I'm starting to wonder, could we take out the Chinese Communist Party? I'm not certain we can't. But what happens, folks? I'll leave you with this. I just gave you the good news. What happens in 2020 if we lose? Who do the Democrats tell us the enemy is on a loop? Never Iran. Never China. They're on Chinese payroll, a lot of them. Especially Biden. No, they tell us the enemy is us. Can you imagine this weaponry now known to the Democrat Party falling into their hands? Who would they give it to? They're practically allies or indirect allies or even direct allies with the worst regimes on earth. And would the party that kept telling us on a loop that we were the biggest threat to this country during the Biden regime, would they use these weapons against us to get the upper hand? Folks, I don't think we fully plumb the depths of what these people are capable of. We find out more and more every day. A lot of questions this raises. It's fascinating, no matter how you feel about Iran.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why now? Marco Rubio was asked. Because you don't get to opt out of mortal danger. Secretary of State Marco Rubio yesterday.
They are producing, by some estimates, over 100 of these missiles a month. Compare that to the 6 or 7 interceptors that can be built a month. They can build 100 of these a month, not to mention the thousands of one-way attack drones that they also have. They've been doing this for a very long time, and by the way, they've been doing it under sanction. You see the attacks they're conducting right now? They're attacking airports, they're attacking hotels, they're hitting not just military bases, they're attacking our embassies directly, they're attacking facilities that have nothing to do with war or with military, and that's a weakened Iran. That's in Iran despite years of sanction. Imagine a year from now or a year and a half from now the capabilities they would have to inflict damage on us. It's an unacceptable risk, especially in the hands of a regime that's run by radical clerics. The Ayatollah was a radical cleric. That entire regime is led by radical clerics.
Well said. I wish President Trump had made that type of statement initially.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm being a little bit critical here, but as you point out here, the only mistakes that we really are blatant here are simply the messaging that's going on, whether we're talking about this issue or several others.
Absolutely. And I thought Rubio did a great job yesterday.
Yeah.
I really wish no one on our side would use the words preemptive war. A preemptive war is when you think someone might attack you, so you attack them first, right?
Right.
You think someone might attack you. But you attack them, so you attack them first. George Bush was famous for this. He practically invented it. Well, I'm going to go over there before they can hit us here in the homeland or something. This is not a preemptive war. 200, say it with me, 200, I am so exhausted of this, 223 strikes on our bases between October 2023 and the end of the Biden regime. 130 catastrophic brain injuries. People who will either, our troops, have to be cared for the rest of their lives. They will never be the same again. 3 deaths. Well, we don't know if they'd hit our bases with ballistic, but all they do is hit our bases. 223 times. Now, it slowed down under Trump because they're afraid of him. Only hit our bases 9 times. So, I mean, I don't know. What are we going to go? 500? 15 dead troops? 25? 30? I mean, what? Come on, you libertarians, tell me. Matt Walsh, how many? If they will hit our bases with, and folks understand, when Biden, and this is all a Democrat-created problem, you got to understand. Trump wouldn't have to do this if it wasn't for the Democrats. When Biden forwarded them $100 billion, they did something they've never done before. They bought the latest, greatest, next generation tech. And some of it began to defeat the defenses of our bases and our installation. If they had capable ballistic missiles, they will hit our bases. They've done nothing but try to hit our bases and hit our bases. Joe Biden, Lee, after sending strongly worded letters and making mumbling statements, finally couldn't ignore how violent it got. It's the barrage started in October 2023. And by January, we were racking up a dozen catastrophic brain injuries a month. And then they killed 3 of our service members in Jordan. Look, I know I'm getting frustrated. People have to work. I do this for a living. I know our history. We need to dust off our history books. So I really wish Rubio and Trump would put that part in there. So now let me play that clip to you again. Picture this, 223 hits, right? Now, what if they have ballistic missiles?
They are producing, by some estimates, over 100 of these missiles a month. Compare that to the 6 or 7 interceptors that can be built a month. They can build 100 of these a month, not to mention the thousands of one-way attack drones that they also have. They've been doing this for a very long time, and by the way, they've been doing it under sanction. You see the attacks they're conducting right now? They're attacking airports, they're attacking hotels, they're hitting not just military bases, they're attacking our embassies directly, they're attacking facilities that have nothing to do with war or with military, and that's a weakened Iran. That's in Iran despite years of sanction. Imagine a year from now, or a year and a half from now, the capabilities they would have to inflict damage on us. It's an unacceptable risk, especially in the hands of a regime that's run by radical clerics. The Ayatollah was a radical cleric. That entire regime is led by radical clerics.
And unfortunately, a lot of people on our side are falling for this because people like Matt Walsh are seeing incredibly ignorant things. Let me read one of them. This went viral, 5 million yesterday, with all kinds of people, more people on our side cheering it than the other. I can't take the gaslighting, guys, Matt Walsh writes. He's a popular podcaster. I really can't. Conservatives are now running around saying Iran has been waging war on us for 47 years. Okay, then, why didn't any of you call for an attack on Iran at any point until now? He'd be better off if he'd listened to the show for the last 2 years. Have I not, Lee?
Yes.
Be a witness for me. Been obsessed with this.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, this is what I would call a healthy obsession.
Yes.
I mean, this, because you're correct about this. And it's, you know, I don't think it has clouded your vision for, you know, world or U.S. hegemony or anything. I think it has been accurate.
I mean, I'm the one who is the original non-interventionist. I was on the 20 side of Russia-Ukraine. I took a beating from this audience from the beginning when it wasn't popular. I was like, no, we don't need to do anything to help the Europeans against Russia. Not our fight. Too dangerous. Read their nuclear doctrine. They consider a third-party attack and even third-party funding a violation of their nuclear doctrine. Why are we getting into it with them? Not our problem. Kyiv is where Russia was born. It was the birthplace of Russia. It's been Russian for 800 years. We need to get the hell out of there. Not popular. I'm not an interventionist. But if you hurt a hair on the head of an American by attacking our sovereign territory and our bases, then I'm going to wreck you. And watching it, Lee, over and over and over again, and I guess I watch these things very closely because my husband is a Marine, because I know the fate of the people in his unit. You and I have talked about this. The ones who served, not a one of them came back unscarred. Every one of them lost the relationship they were in when they went either to Iraq or Afghanistan. 100% either divorced, emotionally damaged. The price is huge. I see it and I care. And when you hit our bases 223 times, damn it, I watch it. So Matt Walsh might have been off recording his silly little videos, but I was paying attention to this. That is an ignorant statement. Just because you don't know what Iran's been up to doesn't mean they haven't been up to something. And Marco Rubio gets this when he's answering the question.
Number one is, no matter what, ultimately, this operation needed to happen. That's the question of why now.
Yes.
But this operation needed to happen because Iran, in about a year or a year and a half, would cross the line of immunity, meaning they would have so many short-range missiles, so many drones, that no one could do anything about it because they could hold the whole world hostage. Look at the damage they're doing now. And this is a weakened Iran. Imagine a year from now. So that had to happen. Obviously, we were aware of Israeli intentions and understood what that would mean for us, and we had to be prepared to act as a result of it. But this had to happen no matter what.
Now, I want to make a quick point.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here's an example of what happens, and this is not an original thought. This is something I heard from a podcaster. Look at North Korea. What did we do? We kicked the can down the road, and now what we have is a crazy person who has nuclear weapons, who has intercontinental ballistic missiles that can right now hit the United States mainland, and is developing hypersonic weapons as well. That's what happens when you don't take the opportunity to do things about crazy regimes getting hold of nuclear weapons. North Korea is the poster child for that.
And that's a brilliant point, Lee. And North Korea hasn't even hit our bases 223 times.
No, they just keep shooting their so-called missile test right over the over our ally, the Japan, in the Sea of Japan there.
Absolutely. So, yes, we have to do this. And if we can do this, we should do this. I wish somebody could tell me, what is the alternative? Well, we're going to wait till they blow up a base, kill 2,000 of us.
You wait till a mushroom cloud. And I know that's that's trite and that's something that's been said before, but it is accurate. Because like I said, look at North Korea. If you think we don't need to intervene, think what would be different now if we had intervened in the situation with North Korea. They did not have any nuclear weapons.
And this is, Pete Hegseth has said this yesterday, our Secretary of War, so different from Iraq. In Iraq, it was this theory about Saddam Hussein weapons of mass destruction and might use them.
Right.
That's silly. Saddam Hussein had attacked our bases 223 times in 18 months in a clear pattern of escalation. And by the way, this attack had to be, forget the nukes. Ballistic missiles will wipe our base right off the map. Nothing going to be, nothing but a hole left. So I don't understand. Wait for what? Till they start hitting our bases with them? The way they've been hitting our bases with missiles mounted on drones? I can't follow it. I'm trying to follow the logic, but I can't follow it. Marco Rubio trying to talk sense into Americans.
There absolutely was an imminent threat, and the imminent threat was that we knew that if Iran was attacked, and we believed they would be attacked, that they would immediately come after us. And we were not going to sit there and absorb a blow before we responded, because the Department of War assessed that if we did that, if we waited for them to hit us first after they were attacked, and by someone else, Israel attacked them, they hit us first, and we waited for them to hit us, we would suffer more casualties and more deaths. We went proactively in a defensive way to prevent them from inflicting higher damage. Have we not done so, there would have been hearings on Capitol Hill about how we knew that this was going to happen and we didn't act preemptively to prevent more casualties and more loss of life.
You bet there would have been. They could already hit our bases in Europe. What is he saying there? A lot of people online took this wrong. They said, oh, well, so Israel forced our hand. No. Anytime going forward there was an agreement with Iran, they were going to hit one of our bases. Any agreement over any disagreement over anything. How do we know? Again, 223 strikes on our bases. Why did they start in October 2023? They weren't hitting us much before then. Why? What happened in October 2023? That was October 7th, the massive attack on Israel. They didn't hit us or pretty much anyone else, because they were preparing for it and they didn't want any kind of retaliation from us that would have interfered with that. They did October 7th, mass murder. Iran absolutely did it. Armed, trained, and provided logistical support for that, according to the New York Times, Washington Post, Washington Times, and Wall Street Journal. It's it's not debatable. After they'd gotten their hit on October 7th, the attacks on us began. Why? Why'd they hit us so vigorously under Biden? Because Biden only waited till November 14th to transfer the reward payment to them from an account in Oman, holding $10 billion. How much we give them as a reward? So what it was, how would you see it? It's a reward. We don't know. It's classified. Isn't that convenient? They took two major draws on that $10 billion account in Oman. What was that? Attaboy, high five. You killed those Jews. Good for you. We hate them too. From the Biden regime. You can't take it any other way. And then, this is how we got here. Understand who the enemy is. The enemy is the alliance between the Democrats and Iran. That's what makes them so deadly. There will be an absolute bloodletting if Democrats get back in and they can keep these ballistic missiles. They will torch our troops. Because they already did. And Biden not only let them, he paid the bounty. We transferred billions more to these people after they killed the three troops in Jordan. And I lost my mind. If you've been listening to me, I've been screaming about this since 2023. About the allyship, the partnership, how the Democrats in Iran were merging to the point that Iran was funding the street protests in America. So that you would understand why this was necessary. Here's another one from people on our side who, God bless them. I mean, you got to work. You've got Somali fraud to pay for. I mean, you know, I get it. They're now estimating J.D. Vance's group that 500 $1 billion was stolen by Minnesota over the last 10 to 15 years. Somali fraud and other Democrat fraud. You had to work. You had to pay for it. I get it. I mean, you're busy. But these people saying, well, Trump didn't tell me. He said he was going to be the peace president. He said that. And then now he's not the peace president. Okay. Let's go back and look at what Trump said. I could make this montage 10 minutes long. Every one of these is a separate location on the campaign trail in 2024 and late 2023. Roll it.
Instead, we have a very hostile country that wants nuclear weapons. Can't let that happen. And that was a license for them to make nuclear weapons. And you cannot let Iran have a nuclear weapon. You cannot let it happen because bad things will happen if that happens. Don't let Iran have nuclear weapons. That's my only thing I have to tell you today. Don't let them have it. They would have never had them. Including Iran, they can't have a nuclear weapon. That's all. They can't have nuclear weapons. It's too destructive, too powerful. They can't have it. But I wanted to make a deal with them. No nuclear weapons. You can't have nuclear weapons. Nuclear weapons are the single greatest threat to this world. To the whole world. And Viktor Orban understands that, and some others do too. They cannot have a nuclear weapon. That was the only thing. The one thing I said, you cannot have. I just didn't want Iran to have a nuclear weapon. I said, you know, we're going to make a great deal. Everybody's going to be happy. You're going to be rich as hell again. Everything's going to be great. But you cannot have a nuclear weapon.
You can't let Iran have nuclear weapons.
Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. Very simple. They cannot have a nuclear weapon. The main thing is Iran can't have a nuclear weapon. That was my main thing. The deal was a simple deal. Iran can't have a nuclear, it can't have a missile, can't have a nuclear missile. It cannot have that nuclear capability.
Can't have a nuclear missile. What are we destroying now? Missiles. They go hand in hand. So, Mr. President, tell me, I'm trying, it's so hard, it's so confusing. All these people out there saying, you promised to be the peace president, but you betrayed us. What were you trying to say exactly?
They can't have a nuclear weapon. It's very simple.
Okay.
They can't have a nuclear weapon. You cannot let Iran have a nuclear weapon.
Okay. What is he saying there? Ballistic missile. Understand something, folks. Putting the nukes aside, the ballistic missile part of this equation, you can destroy a base with ballistic missiles easily. Thousands will die. If they can hit our bases in Europe, and you better believe that, if they're going to hit our Europe, you're Iran, you're the Ayatollah, you're insane. What are you going to hit? Are you going to hit Macron's house? You don't care about that fool. You're going to hit our bases with the ballistic missiles, as you've already demonstrated you will, by hitting our bases 223 times. 130, say it with me, 130 catastrophic brain injuries. That's you might as well be dead. Your life's destroyed. Those troops are done. Three dead. They were from Georgia down the road. I made a big deal of it at the time. Well, we don't know if they'll hit our base. They did. They hit them. And so now in every conflict with them, whether Israel's hitting them or they're into it with whoever, or they just disagree with what we're saying on any given day, they will hit our bases because they have. This is not a preemptive war. A preemptive war is when they have not hit your bases. Someone explain this to Rand Paul. I don't know how to work with that. And the problem here again, our side, it's usually known as, is so ignorant of recent modern history. It's shocking.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com. And an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.